Hello everybody, it's the 26th of April 2020 and welcome to episode 1 of Being Human. So I just decided for some reason, well not some reason, I've always thought that I should express myself in some way, you know, some views that people have about society and all those things that, you know, why not just present my view and any guests that I might have on this show, mostly they will be friends or they would be from work or, you know, anybody I can get on, you know, to just express their views about society. I wanted Being Human to not focus on anything specific per se. I wanted it to be mostly an improv kind of thing. I want to talk about topics ranging from lifestyle to sports to the work environment, or, you know, even religion and God and, you know, why we are on this planet, you know, just random stuff ranging from all that to politics and travel and relationships and just everything. So Being Human is just really going to be talking about being human. Yesterday was my parents' wedding anniversary. They've been married for 39 years. And I kept thinking, wow, that there are some people that I can't even stand being in a room with them for more than 10 minutes. And these people have been together for almost 40 years and they're still happy. They still mess around. They play with each other and stuff. So I'm thinking, if I am going to get married, I want my relationship to be like that. I'm not going to say that they didn't have their own problems or they didn't have their own struggles. They probably did. And, you know, I'm really thankful for them because even when they did all those things, they never, or even if they had all those things, they never showed it to us when we were kids. When I mean us, I mean myself and my siblings, my brother and my two sisters. So, I mean, when you're older, they will tell you, oh, so time, you know, we didn't really have this coming through, or this project wasn't working, or so on and so forth. You know, it just remained constant. You never knew when they were having any financial problems, or, you know, even if they had financial problems, or when they were having issues, they protected us from everything relating to that, and we really had amazing and comfortable lives. So back to the anniversary, you know, I want to definitely have, you know, the same kind of marriage that my parents had. You know, it's cool. I really didn't want to talk about, you know, my parents, but I guess, you know, it came up because, you know, I needed to put into context the time it was, you know, the exact day that it was, and the reason why I even have the free time to do this. Because of the lockdowns, I think human beings being, you know, social animals, they are not used to being confined in a single place for a long time. So you hear people saying things like, oh, that, you know, I'm not supposed to be here, while you're trampling on my rights and everything. Today is also a Sunday, and then I was thinking that should my first podcast be about religion, and I felt that, you know, that was a little too heavy for a first podcast. I think that, you know, there are too many dissenting views about religion. And I think earlier when I said about all the things that I wanted to talk about, I want to separate religion from God, because I don't think that God actually wants a doctrine or structure attached to his name. I think that he is an extension of our souls. So if, you know, we're going to talk about God, we won't be putting God and religion together. I hope that makes sense. I don't know. Maybe when we actually do get into the segments or episodes, then we'll be able to do that. It's the first time I'm doing anything like this, so to be honest, I can't even make heads or tails about it. And I don't know whether this would be for me or this would be like a thing that I want to share with like close friends, or even if other people start to listen to it as well. But definitely I want to go back to these segments and say, oh, so what were my thoughts then, and see if through these episodes I can also grow along as well, because that's the thing I want to look forward to in life now, growth. I want to be better, as a human. So I guess, we would be going through this journey together. All right, cool. So sports. I think that, just like a preview or like a trailer, I think I want to connect sports to emotions as well, to being human. Because when it comes to sports, there are very few things that bring people from different nationalities and different creeds together too. And when the team that all of them supports wins a game, they don't care who the person is, where he's from, or what name he calls God, they are excited, they hug each other and everything. I think sports is one of the few things that genuinely does that with no gimmicks or no nothing like that. So it's a fantastic human experience. In all of this as well, I would like to talk about, our emotions and how we usually handle things from a day to day. Like, how do we handle death? My grandmother died about a month back. It was really sad to hear that she had gone. To be honest, I thought that she would outlive all of us. She was that kind of woman. She was amazing. She was strong. And to be honest, she didn't really give a fuck about anybody. But, she loved all of us. And you could tell that, she always wanted the best for us. But trust me, she didn't give a fuck. Yeah, I miss her. I miss her a lot. I think that there are things that I didn't get to tell her, but I know that the things that I did tell her, I'm happy that we had those conversations as well, And she brings back only fond memories. So yeah, we'll be talking about death, and we'll be talking about, our usual responses to it, what we do, the things we say, how we cope as humans. From death to the workplace. And, we'll be talking about how we also deal with our emotions. I think right now I'm in that space in my life where I understand myself. Some people that don't have themselves figured out, but I could say that about myself, like maybe 5 months back, that I hadn't gotten it all figured out. I mean, I don't have everything figured out, but as I am presently in this moment, I understand myself. So, that's something I would like to talk about as well. Understanding, coming to terms with yourself, having that self-awareness to know that, okay, this is who I am. This is me. I have all these issues. I have all these flaws, but I also have this amazing great stuff about me as well. And I have come to terms with them and I accept them. Yeah. So we'll be talking about that as well. And, I'll be inviting random guests to talk about these things with me as well. So, in the end, like I said, this is about growth. And if I'm going to start this journey with this first segment that I hope that whoever is listening would go on this journey with me. So yeah, let's see exactly where this takes us. And I mean, it's not supposed to be that deep that you're like, oh my God, after this, I'm going to attain spiritual enlightenment. You know, it's just a way to just talk, you know. Okay, thank you very much for listening to episode one of Being Human. Tune in again for our second episode, if there's going to be a second episode. All right.